I'm Andrea Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. The events of the last few weeks have left many people with a sense of chaos and despair. We've had to deal with political upheaval, plane crashes, and strange drones in the skies. One of my friends spends a good part of her day checking emails, watching the news, and frantically signing petitions in hopes of helping to maintain some kind of institutional order. Human beings don't like change. Just stress us out a little bit, and we throw creativity, innovation, and curiosity to the wind. And fear rules the day. But what if we could look at this from a broader perspective? In the book The Fourth Turning, demographers Neil Howe and William Strauss use the four seasons to represent cycles in American history. Spring, as a time when everything new and beautiful happens. Summer, as a time to relax and enjoy the beauty of spring. Fall, to realize that good things come to an end, and winter being a time of bleakness and chaos. And as you might imagine, they consider us to be in historical winter, the time of darkness and chaos. But the authors remind us that we always endure winter, knowing that spring must follow. Or another analogy, if that one doesn't perk you up. Suppose an alien from another planet sees a very happy pregnant woman. She's smiling and happy until suddenly her labor begins, and the scene changes into one of pain and blood. Let's face it, birth is messy. We know it's necessary to go through this to have that wonderful baby be born. But from the standpoint of that alien, perhaps it would want us to push that baby back inside, where it was warm and happy, to avoid all that suffering. Both of these analogies suggest a time of chaos, followed by something good. For many years, spiritual teachers have referred to this as the shift, meaning the shift from the third to the fifth dimension, a time when humans will evolve into a higher frequency, making us more loving rather than a species that teeters on the brink of destroying itself and everything around it. So many people have given up on our human species. They feel we're doomed to either kill ourselves, destroy the planet, or both. Fighting wars or even fighting for social justice doesn't work because we're still fighting each other in an endless destructive cycle. But what would it mean to raise our frequency into the fifth dimension? What kind of transformation would occur? And how do we do this? Perhaps the answer is hidden in plain sight. What our culture has thought of as paranormal is now becoming the new normal. We know that police departments use psychics to solve crimes, and the U.S. government and many governments around the world use people with psi abilities to locate missing planes and missing people. For some really exceptional listening, check out Jesse Michael's interview of Jake Barber, a tough, smart military whistleblower who uses psychics in his Skywatcher project. So instead of feeling overwhelmed and defeated in the midst of perceived chaos, try raising your vibration a bit. And be a little curious. Check out the new normal. Of course, you have eternity to do this, but why not start now? Maybe check out remote viewing or start that meditation practice you've been thinking about. Like the old Anne Dodson song says, "The wood is stacked, the fire is made. There's plenty on the shelf. The only thing that's in the way is simply you yourself." Oh, and P.S., welcome to the fifth dimension. For Esoterica, I'm Andrea Bella. Thanks for listening.